It's the wrong sound effect.
The hailing frequencies are open because the dark times have begun, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
All right, Ashley, we got to answer this question that you we put out at the end of The Lord of the Rings, The Power of the Rings.
Okay, can I give you like a very, can I be like transparent and a little bit vulnerable with you and the listeners right now?
Well, there's a chance that somebody has not, I don't know why, but we got to set up the listeners here. At the end of that podcast of the main episode, Lord of the Rings, The Power of the Rings. I don't care. That's not, I'm calling it that.
I'm never going to work on that show.
I just go into like Star Wars Power of the Force, that action, those, not that sound effect. This one. That series of Star Wars action figures was Star Wars Power of the Force. So in my head, I'm like, Star Wars Power of the Ring. Anyways.
Two things. Wait.
At the end of that, no. at the end of that podcast, I asked Ashley, would you watch Lord of the Rings? Power of the Rings before the night it premieres, the moment it premieres, in case Amazon dropped. I said, if it drops before 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because it's a work day, will you watch it? Ashley, what's the answer?
Okay, wait. Because you did Ring Ring, I saw recently an actual German person recommended us, our podcast, in a tweet thread, which I know just enough German to have sussed out that he said nice things about us.
Okay.
And I replied, thank you very much, in German. Horrified that actual German people listened to me do my Kurt Wagner on this show.
So they recommended us as a good
podcast.
For German?
No, for like pop culture and movies.
How'd you find that?
They tagged us. They tagged our Twitter account.
Oh, did they?
And again, I know just enough German to know that they said nice things.
What does that have to do with whether you're going to watch The Power of the
Ring? No, just because you, everybody just needs to know, you did answer. Ring Ring. Okay, here's the thing.
I think we have a phone call coming in.
No.
I think we do.
I'm not answering.
We better pick this up.
Absolutely not.
It's a pretty important phone call.
No. If it's not Celebrimbor, I'm not interested.
Caller,
you don't know who Celebrimbor is.
The caller ID says Willerman.
No, not answering.
Oh, everybody, she wouldn't answer a text. We had a chance for text. Okay, do you have another qualifier? Are you going to give everybody wants to know the answer here?
So I don't know how I think that episode just went. Yeah, I don't know. I felt that way about our last Lord of the Rings episode, so I'm like, maybe I shouldn't teach Lord of the Rings episodes.
What was the last one? It was Gandalf? Gandalf one was a good one.
We have never done a Gandalf episode.
Really?
We did a Dumbledore episode. We've never done a Gandalf episode. And Trisha Hershberger was our guest on our Dumbledore episode, which is why I think we think it was Gandalf.
May the force be with you, Harry. Dumbledore.
No, the last one we did was the Fellowship of the Ring retrospective.
That was a good episode.
I don't know.
No, that was a great episode. No. I am excited about that, Ashley. I and all the listeners right now, I guarantee you, are patting you on the back right now, because Fellowship of the Ring was a great episode. I am looking forward to doing Two Towers. I am actually excited for it. Mm-hmm. I was even maybe thinking about maybe we should do it as a live stream. Just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. Power of the Rings, Rings of Power, is just that there was... I don't have the base of knowledge that you do.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that the listeners found it helpful. I just like, for me, I was like, I just don't know. Whereas like House of Dragons, I at least had a foundation.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I want to watch Rings of Power at midnight.
Okay.
Because
all right.
I know, and like, it's so nice that everyone thinks of me, but I know the second it drops,
yeah,
it's just going to be people demanding my opinion of it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that I should have to like stay up and watch it to give people my opinion.
No,
about
the
it.
Reason why I was asking, because I, again, like Star Trek is my thing.
Yeah.
I know Lord of the Rings is your thing. And so that's why I was like, I'm very interested in like it in a weird way, Ashley.
I'm also afraid of being disappointed by it.
I'm
very afraid of being disappointed because I don't. Here, I'll be really honest and really vulnerable. I don't like almost everything we've seen so far.
That's fair. That's fair.
Don't want to judge it without having engaged with it properly. Because I have seen a lot of things that are great that have had dog shit trailers.
Yeah.
And bad marketing campaigns. And like, even with. So
there is also a chance with the show that like the pilot could be bad, but episode two could be good.
Exactly.
Which is something that I think happened with Sandman.
But I was going to say that. So with Sandman, like we saw a lot of the promotional materials and we were like, this guy sucks.
Dream. I hated the trailers.
Sucks.
Hey, and I'm really enjoying the show.
And the rest of it is going to be great. And Dream is going to. And you know those shows where the lead is bad and everyone else is good. We all seen The Flash on the CW. And. It's hard. It's hard to engage, especially when you're interested in it. And luckily, Tom Sturridge has turned out to be great. I think they just picked bad clips.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe because we weren't used to like what he was doing as Morpheus. Like, there's a chance that that is what has happened. But like, I am not stoked on the source material.
Okay.
Or not the source, on what we've seen so far.
The reason why I like was asking, because again, it's like one of these things where it's kind of like Star Wars. Like when we saw the last Hobbit movie, when we finished that one, and I remember you and I looked at each other and we're just like,
No.
Oh, no, wait. Let me finish, please. For God's sake, let me finish. The thing about that is, even though we didn't like it, right? There was something like the Star Wars prequels before Disney bought the movie where the idea of that, oh, this is it. There is never going to be a Lord of the Rings premiere. This is it.
Yeah.
And here we are. Yeah. So like, to me, it's the same thing where it's like, even if you didn't like the last one, there's still a bit of excitement because you're like, oh, it's a new Lord of the Rings thing.
That's funny because I don't feel any excitement because I'm so afraid that because I hate pretty much everything that Star Wars has done since the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Not.
I didn't mean specifically Star Wars. I meant for Lord of the Rings.
But I just mean, so like, I am nervous because I think in this nostalgia bait culture we're in, I think we've had more bad than good.
I agree with that.
And if you count the Hobbit trilogy, I think that counts as that.
Yeah.
We have kind of, I like the first Hobbit movie.
Yeah, I agree.
So we have 4 out of 6 are
That's
good.
That's Unexpected Journey?
Yep.
Yeah, that one, that is the one where I'm like, you can almost watch that entirely all the way through and then just skip right to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Yeah. Like that one is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's the closest to the book, which is why it's pretty good.
There are some parts where I would snip out of it.
I agree.
But like, I kind of like the idea of like, seeing them on the mountain and then just going right to the first Fellowship of the Ring and just being like, okay, yeah, they went to the dragon. They did it, all that stuff.
I thought you were going to talk about when we saw the last one of the Rings, the last Hobbit movie. One, sitting beside an asshole who bounces leg the entire time. Don't do that. It's so fucking rude.
Uh-huh.
Two, the Billy Boyd song plays and I like literally just put my head between my knees and cried.
No.
And then Jason was like, so what did you think? And I was like, I thought it was terrible. And you were like, oh, thank God. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
That's what I was going to say. But again, I was more talking to me the idea of, and I think, actually, I think that's all fair points about the idea you're too worried about the preciousness.
I do. And I really want to be fair about it. And I don't know if I can be fair about it.
I also want to I wanted to bring that up because
I don't want to be that shitty fan.
Well, I will also say too, and this is something getting really honest here, fans, and this is what you guys come here for a little bit, is that when you cover a lot of media stuff and when you work in a lot of media stuff, it's hard to be super excited about everything.
It is. Yeah.
So when those moments come along about oh, wow, this could be exciting. Mm-hmm. It's rare. Mm-hmm. And so to be honest with you, I thought I was I know Lord of the Rings is your thing. I got that way about Strange New Worlds, but I was oh, there's a chance. And then when I saw the first episode, I was like, oh my God.
Thank God, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. It's here again. So I got excited about Star Trek again. And so
I hope that's what happens.
Well, that's the thing where I was like, I figured if we were going to watch any of them at the premiere night, it was going to be the first one.
I'm also not psyched that it's an Amazon Studios thing.
I know.
And I have seen Amazon Studios shows that I liked.
I actually think their best thing is probably The Boys.
I liked Invincible. I like their seasons of The Expanse. I've watched lots of things on Amazon Prime that I've thought are good. I haven't seen anything fantasy on Amazon Prime that connects with me.
Because Wheel of Time is
that's all. And also,
but it's hard not to conflate the two or compare.
Exactly. It's not. But the track record for me isn't there. Also, working in entertainment, you know that nobody sets out to make anything bad.
No.
So even if I don't like the choices they're made, I'm also trying to be very fair about people worked really hard on this.
Uh-huh.
Jason and I recently met someone who worked on Rings of Power. So I don't want to be bad about it.
I would love to work on this show. I'd be a terrible.
So would I. I would cut my arm off to work on the show.
I would be a terrible person to work on this show. Cause I couldn't keep any of the names straight.
But that doesn't matter.
I would constantly be like, oh, who?
You would have, I'm sure there's someone in the room who's like, it's Numenor.
I guarantee you if it was me and say I was the showrunner of the show.
Or that's the PA's job.
I would have family trees.
And maps.
And maps and everything. Yep.
And luckily, Tolkien did a lot of those and you can find those.
And
they're
have
really
the pictures of the actors And I would hire a writer's assistant that knows Lord of the Rings backwards and forwards.
But anyway, that's not what we're supposed to be talking about.
We're supposed
about
to talk about,
right
so this is, I actually do want to get to this interesting conversation. And actually, I just want to say, I do think you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry that my ignorance of this stuff.
No, I get nervous sometimes because I can't, Lord of the Rings is the one thing I can't detach from. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to try and explain it because I'm like, don't you know?
Yeah.
it baffles me that it's just harder.
I'm going to be honest. I think I have a feeling I'm going to get all the comments where they're going to be like, who's this idiot asshole that's talking to this girl? And again, I only asked you questions when I was generally confused. I'm kind of confused.
Because I will never be confused.
I'm sorry I got so confused about that $3,000 time period.
Look, and that's also the problem with prequels. prequels is you're like, it's the same thing with Star Trek. It's the same thing with Star Wars. Same thing with, you're like, wait, when is, so
when this is this set?
And also because the events that they're covering simply by calling it Rings of Power covers a 2000 year period. But really the events of the show based on the cast is like a 60 year period.
Well, it's funny that it's also the thing where, so Strange New Worlds takes place in a 7 year time period.
Yep.
7 years.
Yeah, it has to.
It cannot happen in any other time period.
Unless this is another timeline no one's told us about.
And I have talked to writers that have worked on that show, and they all say that they were like, that's the hardest thing about it, is that you have to make everything fit
immediate,
in this seven-year time period.
Yeah, because we know where a lot of those characters end up afterward.
We know where they are going to be in 7 years. Yeah. We know exactly where they're going to be. So this is what, 11 minutes in, this is great. You're going to get an extra long intro. It's all good. So we're going to talk about what if Ashley Robinson... Mm-hmm. controlled Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. So Ashley, you have talked about, I've heard this conversation for years now, ever since they announced this show, where you have said immediately that you think that they picked the wrong time period to set this show. So Ashley, I am an executive.
And I love Numenor, really.
At
do.
Warner Brothers / Amazon.
Yeah.
Wherever. Because Warner Brothers would have to sign it because Warner Brothers owns Lord of the Rings.
Yep. God, Amazon paid them whatever they paid them so that the series basically looks the same.
Yep.
Thank God.
I wouldn't even be surprised if we hear touches of the themes, the musical.
Well, they got Howard Shore back.
Yeah, I think that opening song is going to sound very similar to Howard Shore. And I think a lot of the places.
Well, he's composing their theme in the Barry McCreary series.
I think a lot of those places are going to sound very similar.
I hope so.
Or look very similar, excuse me. All right, I'm an executive.
Yep.
We're just having a general meeting. You don't have to have a full-on pitch.
Hang on, I'm just going to pull something up for notes.
That's all good.
But yes. I know exactly what I'm going to
do. We're going to have a general meeting here because I have called you in because I know you're a super fan.
I'm sorry you've seen my Twitter.
I heard you're great. Hey, Ashley, I'm Shell Shackleton.
Silverstein.
I'm Shell Shackleton.
Great.
And executive here at Warner Brothers. And I heard your great podcast on the Rings of Power.
Thank you.
And did I say that right?
Yes, I almost cried after, so we're doing well.
Thank you. And I want to have a general meeting because I want to hear, we're thinking about doing a second show.
Yeah.
And I want to hear your thoughts about what could that show be? I'm not looking for a pitch because I know I just called you in here generally.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I know you won't have all the characters thing, but like if we hired you, what would you want to do? I'm just very curious.
I would want to do a story from the first age of Middle Earth, which, to make it easier on you, think of it as the first millennia of Middle Earth.
Okay.
About the fall of the city of Gondolin.
Okay, what is Gondolin?
I'm so glad you asked. Gondolin is a hidden elvish city.
Okay.
In Middle Earth.
But it has nothing to do with Gondor, because they sound familiar to me.
No, it has nothing to do with Gondor, but it's a similar naming tradition, which is great because people are familiar with Gondor.
Okay.
So they might kind of be like, oh, interesting. We know what this is.
What would make this different from the Rings of Power?
So the Rings...
Because I don't want them to be similar.
No, absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
One... Nobody from the Rings of Power is alive.
Oh, great. Cool.
Literally nobody.
I love it.
So we've got that at our backs.
Great.
This is set, like I said, during the First Age, which is like thousands of years before the Rings of Power.
Okay.
The Fall of Gondolin focuses around a series of elves.
So it would be an elf-based show.
It would be an elf-based show.
I like
this. The Rings of Power is a more human-based show.
I like it. All right, cool. We already have some differences here.
Excuse me. This is also dealing with characters called the Valinor. The Valinor are the elf gods. They're the ones who come over and found Middle Earth. And this is an important city that they set up. So we are getting a lot into the magic. And there's not a lot of magic in Lord of the Rings, but this is our ability to tap into magic without having to have a wizard.
Interesting. Okay.
This is also the introduction of the eagles.
Okay.
You know, the eagles, the lords of the eagles who fly around in Lord of the Rings. This is where they come from. This is where they roosted for the first time. This is how they started working with elves and then eventually wizards. So that's another tie to Lord of the Rings, but it's not a deep character tie.
So, but what would be the conflict of this show? Like what is, who would be, you know, a couple of characters that we could follow and what would be the drama that we would see them go
through? So glad you asked. So like I mentioned, it's a hidden city, right? It's not like super populated. Great fortress. It's known for being one of those beautiful places in Middle Earth. There's an important king there named King Turgon. King Turgon was one of the first ones to stand up against the very first Dark Lord, Morgoth. And eventually Morgoth took a big war, including dragons, which are very hot right now. And destroyed Gondolin.
So is he going to be our bad guy?
Morgoth would be the bad guy.
Who's Morgoth?
He's the first Dark Lord of Middle-earth. He's Sauron's mentor.
But he's not related to the guy you just talked about?
No, King Turgon is the king of Gondolin.
No, didn't you say Melkor?
No, I did not say Melkor.
Am I getting things mixed
you
up?
You are.
Okay, so who's our bad guy again? Let's rack this up.
King Morgoth.
Okay, and he's Sauron's dad.
He's Sauron's mentor.
Sauron's mentor,
not
okay.
Biologically related.
Okay, so he is like the emperor to Sauron's Darth Vader.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so he's our bad guy.
Yes.
All right.
So
does he destroy the city that you mentioned?
He does with a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and again, dragon's
exciting.
Popular
I like
right
that.
Now.
All
right. It falls during an event that's called the War of the Jewels.
Okay.
So
they like Infinity Stones around and stuff like that?
Not like Infinity Stones. They're not magic jewels. They're just very valuable jewels.
Okay.
So we could call this series, if you wanted, maybe the War of the Jewels, and it would
I don't know about
it
that
would
title.
Lead up to this fall of Gondolin. And if we showed Gondolin as this beautiful city and we saw the elves at the height of their powers, which we've only ever seen the elves kind of in the winter of their days when they go to Middle Earth, then we would get to see what was so tragic about their fall. Also, this is where the elf smiths come up for the first time. So we see elves making things. This is where a lot of magical swords in Lord of the Rings are forged. The Orcrist is forged here. Glaurung, which is going to be in that's the fancy sword from the Rings of Power trailer, is forged here.
Okay. Well, let me ask you another question, because the mythical objects doesn't really matter that much to me, because we can't personify swords. What would make this show? I'm a little concerned. I like the idea of the elves. I like the idea, you know, of the fall of the city. But are we going to be able to see other parts of Middle Earth that we know as Middle Earth besides elves?
Like, oh, we definitely are.
Do we see humans?
There is not a ton of humans around at this time.
But can we put humans?
We absolutely can put humans.
Are we going to see any wizards?
The wizards we could see.
Okay.
If we wanted to. A really important character is actually Glorfindel. I don't know if you're familiar with that name, but
it sounds sort of familiar.
Glorfindel actually lives all the way through to Lord of the Rings, but he's never been in the shows and he's never been in the movies.
Ooh, so we should make him a character.
Yes, we should. He's actually among Lord of the Rings. Jeff Daniels actually has expressed interest in playing Glorfindel. That's a real thing that I am not making up for this bit.
And I know he's a big nerd.
He is.
Jeff Daniels is a Oscar nominated. Did he win an Oscar? I don't remember. He's hot.
Definitely an Emmy Award.
Okay, I'm in. Jeff Daniels, but he's not very in action, so we can't make this an action character.
No, Glorfindel is traditionally a warrior, but what we could do is we could make him the head of the army and we could have other younger, sexier stunties.
I like this. Okay, Jeff Daniels. So Glorfindel. Okay, cool.
And then Glorfindel does eventually go on to live in Rivendell.
But
we don't have to see that.
But we won't see any hobbits. We won't see dwarves. We won't see orcs.
We could see orcs. I'll tell you who's a human that we could have, actually. We could have a human named Ecthelion. And what's cool—
That name sounds familiar,
what's
too.
What's cool about Ecthelion is he is an ancestor of Aragorn and Boromir, but like way, 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 way back. And he's a human king.
Is he a Numenorean?
He is a Numenorean.
Okay. Let's say that I wanted this to connect a little bit to the Rings of Power.
Okie dokie.
Let's say that if we do the season one of that show and it's the fall of Numenor, can we go to Numenor in this show?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the fall of Gondolin.
No, I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you a question.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure.
Can we see the city in this time period too? Numenor?
Well, Numenor is a country. It's not a city.
Well, you understand what I meant.
We could see the discovery of Numenor, and we could see the building of Numenor, and we could see the building of the capital city and the planting of the White Tree. We absolutely could. That happens during this time.
Okay.
Something else which I think is really interesting, if you want to see what tonally could separate particularly this battle stuff, Tolkien started writing this in 1917 in army barracks on the back of marching band music. So this is really him for the first time in the Lord of the Rings world.
So he wrote this before the Lord of the Rings.
Yes, processing.
Why didn't he finish it?
This is actually included in the Unfinished Tales. Oh. So it's published in the Middle Earth Histories. It's just not included in Lord of the Rings because of when it's set.
Interesting.
So if you wanted to, we could take the point of view with this show that this is about the armies and the soldiers in Middle Earth, because that was him processing that when he started to write it.
Oh, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. What would be, okay, so like say you had a 5-season plan. What's the series finale?
It's the fall of the city. Yeah,
well,
it's the battle with the dragons.
I mean, yeah, I understand. Okay, But like, what is the hopeful note we leave our viewers on? Because we don't.
I see.
Better Call Saul, like, it's all about the fall of that dude.
Yeah,
we're probably going to destroy the city, but it's probably going to be the episode before the series finale. So like, where do we leave? Because we know this world becomes grander and more special.
Of course, yes.
So like, where do we leave our characters at the end of the series?
So the lazy thing that you can,
or this world,
that you can do, which is a theme that runs throughout a lot of Tolkien Middle-earth stories, is that you can look at this is the first big loss for elves in all of Middle-earth history. So you could look at this as the beginning of the rise of the human race in Middle-earth, obviously the best analog for us.
Sure.
We could also see the characters going out and starting to found some of the other locations that they are shooting in as present day in the Rings of Power. So we could see the founding of Lindor, we could see the founding of Eregion, and we could see the opening allyships between humans and elves and dwarves, things like that.
All right, I like that.
So that even though tragedy has ensued and people have lost their home, the community of this world is coming together to build something new.
I like that. All right, cool. What would you... Okay, I'm not a fan of the War of the Jewels.
That's fine.
But would you want war in the title?
What would you call this?
Would you have some other pitches for the title?
Besides the Fall of Gondolin?
Yeah, I just don't think... I don't know if people know what Gondolin is.
That's very fair.
Yeah. Because when you think about it... So think about it this way. This is where you... So when you think about the titles of the movies, it's Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King, An Unexpected Journey, The Desolation of Smaug is the one. It's not great. I don't want to do that one.
And then Battle of Five Armies.
They're kind of like the Star Wars titles. They're kind of generic. They're kind of like, okay, I basically know what that is. Like when you think about The Last Jedi or The Rise of the Skywalker, that's the only one that's weird. But like Attack of the Clones, what would be a title? Like that's what Power of the Rings is.
Yes.
Or The Rings of Power.
War of the Elves?
That's not a bad title. War of the Elves. What, you have any other ones you would throw out there? I'm putting you on the spot. War of the Elves. That's not a bad idea. I mean, there's something to me that says Fellowship of the Elves.
Fellowship of the Elves is not bad. The Fellowship of the Ring is a very specific, canon. But I think something of the Elves, because this would be the truly most elf-focused story that we would have.
Did you call this The War of the Elves?
That's what I just pitched you, actually. But that's a great title. I love it. I'm glad I incepted it in your mind.
Look at Ashley. Sorry. It's been a long recording session, guys.
Also, in addition to the dragons, and I forgot this, but I'm so glad that I see this here. This was the first time that Belrogs appeared in Middle Earth.
Oh, I thought they appeared at the other one.
Well, this is in the First Age. So the first time canonically in the timeline of Middle Earth that they've appeared.
Okay, so people know what Balrogs are, but then in the Second Age, they were like, oh, shit, they're here again.
They're not that common.
Oh, okay.
It's also a completely different mountain range where this is set.
Okay.
But yes.
Not clear. All right, cool.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
cool. All right, I'm down for War of the Elves.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
At least for now, that can be the working title.
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. We'll kick the can down the road, like whatever. What would be your hidden production name, you know, like Star Wars with Blue Harvest, Return of the Jedi was Blue Harvest. I think as an executive, I think that's a lot of fun. So it can be anything. What's your bullshit code name?
I like my first thought, just because of Middle Earth, is like Hairy Feet.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Pointy ears.
Yeah, that's right, cute. Yeah.
I like this. You know, cause like the Batman, I think Batman or, like Dark Knight was like intimidation game.
It took all my self-control not to pitch this executive that like Glorfindel is actually the one who rescues Frodo and takes him back to Rivendell. It's not Arwen.
What?
Yeah.
Does that mean we can have Elijah Wood in it?
Honestly, why not?
Okay. And you said Elijah Wood is in this movie.
You know what? He works for TV money, so I bet we could get Elijah Wood.
I think he works for TV money just because he has more money than God because of that.
I think he can do whatever he wants,
I think all the hobbits can be. Basically, I think if you were in the Lord of the Rings cast, I think because of all the royalties, I think you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
And I didn't mean that as a drag, but like he does television. Oh. So I think we could get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
He doesn't even have to be a hobbit. We just have him.
Nah, I want him to be a hobbit.
Okay.
He's going to put on that feet again at my house. Can you make that happen?
Sure.
Cool. Give him a call.
I will. Call him right now.
Mr. Wood, please do.
Look, one of us is not Elijah Wood and it's you.
Hello, Elijah?
Hello.
Hi, Elijah. Oh, thank God you picked up. I love you in Radio Flyer. That was a great movie.
Thanks, man. I loved that time that we met and took a picture and you looked really tall.
Oh, that's great. So how much money to get you to put on the Hobbit feet again?
For
my personal pleasure.
Am I quoting a day rate?
I mean, if you're going to be there the entire day, then yes.
100,000. 100K. 100K? Yeah.
You didn't even get paid 100K per movie for the first Lord of the Rings.
I did because I had, this was not my first job like it was Dominic Monaghan's.
Oh.
I definitely did as first on the call sheet.
All right, you rapscallion.
I've been working since I was 3.
100,000. I know, you're in Back to the Future 2.
Just had a baby too.
You're Back to the Future 2. Yep. So yep, I'm pretty bad. I'm pretty
So I need to keep the baby in diapers, you know?
You need $100,000 of diapers?
It's a Hollywood baby. What did you expect?
Well, that's fair.
Do you remember when I dated Franca Potente?
No, I don't. And that's goodbye.
Bye. Click.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Extra long GHL Extra. I hope you're okay. Hope you thought it was great. If not, then I don't know. Talk to Amazon Studios. That's what I say.
Great.
That's what we're going to send them. Amazon Studios. Tell Amazon Studios you were not a fan of this podcast.
No, please don't.
Please do.
That you were not a fan of this podcast?
Yeah. If you don't like this podcast, go tell Amazon Studios.
Sure, what do
send,
I care?
Send all your replies to helpdesk@amazonstudios.com. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Goodbye,
Bye.
Super friends.